J.K. Rowling says she'd happily go to prison to fight against gender pronoun speech control laws. Bring on the court case. By Simon Kent on October 20, 2023. Acclaimed author J.K. Rowling has suggested she would happily spend 2 years behind bars for deliberately calling someone by the wrong gender pronouns. The Harry Potter creator, 58, made her stand after it was revealed calling someone by the wrong gender could land British people 2 years in prison under a proposed Labour Party law, according to Mail on Sunday. Vowing to toughen up the sentencing guidelines for abuse and violence targeted at trans people, the left-wing opposition party would make attacks motivated by hatred of the victim's gender identity into aggravated offences. According to the Mail report, this would bring transphobic abuse into line with assault and harassment motivated by hatred on the grounds of race or religion, which are punishable by up to 2 years in prison. Rowling refused to have any of it. "I'll happily do 2 years if the alternative is compelled speech and forced denial of the reality and importance of sex. Bring on the court case," I say. "It'll be more fun than I've ever had on a red carpet," Rowling said on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Rowling has a long history of being steadfast in opposing woke opinions regarding transgender people, even dismissing concerns she lost fans and income because of her controversial comments. As Breitbart News reported, a U.S. museum has already erased any reference or items celebrating the Harry Potter author over her supposedly super hateful views on transgenderism. The Museum of Pop Culture, MoPOP, in Seattle, Washington has decided to take down all Harry Potter memorabilia referring to the author of the immensely popular book series. Libraries in the UK have also been advised to bury books from authors like Rowling deemed to be offensive while prominently displaying works promoting far-left transgender ideology. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.